A Missouri-based theater company with an unusual name, Theater of War, has performed an online reading of an eerily appropriate biblical text, the Book of Job. Find out more about the performance after a short message from our sponsor.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Certainly, any organization operating in 2020 is no stranger to Zoom meetings of some sort. Amid the backdrop of social distancing, it's common knowledge that organizations have had to pivot their well-thought-out plans in favor of more online-friendly endeavors. However, COVID-19 has pummeled the arts community, and many theater lovers say in some ways it will never recover. A bright spot in this otherwise grim moment for the arts, with Broadway remaining dark until at least spring of 2021, is the emergence of online theater performances. A Missouri-based theater company has performed an online reading of an eerily appropriate biblical text, the Book of Job. Theater of War held its first Job reading in Joplin, Missouri, a year after a tornado killed more than 160 people there in 2011. Since then, the theatrical production has been presented around the world in response to major events, such as Hurricane Sandy in New York City, the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and following the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. In an effort to bridge the rifts from the election, artistic director Brian Dorries dedicated Book of Job to the location of his alma mater, Knox County, near Columbus, Ohio. The performance featured the talents of Groundhog Day actor Bill Murray, who portrayed Job, and Mount Vernon Mayor Matthew Starr, who played Job's accuser. Audience members were invited to participate in a virtual discussion following the Zoom performance. In what Starr said was the perfect time for what the country is going through, between the pandemic, the heated election, and racial justice protests, the reading reminded viewers of God's faithfulness, especially in times of turmoil. To encourage intentional listening, Starr says, "A good story like that of Job can do so more effectively than a new law or a new directive by changing people's hearts." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.